This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for all that you do, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs. Much better news in the oil today. We'll get to that in a little bit, as well as all you people working the rigs wherever you're at, and thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and then you can get in the chat room over there, and we'll explain all that in a little bit. But right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us, and hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want to always remind you of that. Well, I'll tell you what, the big news is still what's going on with General Flynn, because we found out today, Kyle, that the more information, this time notes that were changed by Strzok, by Page, by McCabe, by this other lawyer whose name escapes me at the moment that was involved in this, and this was kicked up the ladder, we know that. It probably went right up to James Comey and may have even gone beyond that. But why, Kyle, did the feds go after General Flynn in the first place? Do you know? I got that one figured out.
Well, I think, generally speaking, I think that this was part of the operation. They wanted to find a way to get at Donald Trump, and that was one of the ways they found to do it.
Well, I'll add to it. General Flynn was the only person with previous government experience, extreme government experience in the intelligence aspect, that had been there under Barack Obama, had been there in the military under George W. Bush. He was a Defense Intelligence Agency director for 2 years under Obama, and I believe that they thought that because of his experience, they couldn't put things by Trump with what they were trying to do, the plan that they put in place together. So the first goal was to get rid of the guy that would know what they were up to.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, I would concur with that. And again, the tactics that are coming out, Captain, about this that we knew of in somewhat before, but we know so much more about now that these new documents are coming out.
Yeah,
it's absolutely unconscionable. It's a travesty. And again, as we've said before, if they can do something like this to an American like Michael Flynn, they can do it to anybody in America.
And the newly reviewed texts that we've been seeing, plus the documents we've seen with the notes, you know, change here and there, that was done by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. They are the two principals in all of this. There were some other people involved, but these are the two that are going to get hit the hardest when all this comes down. And I will also say that spying on the Trump campaign was always, always the intention of the FBI, because James Comey was the one that was designated to do that. Now, Brennan might have been involved in this somehow. I'm sure he was, but it was Comey and his agency that was actually doing the actual spying.
Well, right, and then, of course, this is a perversion of the FBI by a few, and what they've done is they've besmirched, Captain, the good reputation of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the finest law enforcement investigative force
used to be
in history. Yeah, exactly, and I think it can be again, but this was a blatant use or misuse, an abuse of power, really, by those who had an agenda. And that's just what it was.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, because there are 31 states right now, ladies and gentlemen, that are set to reopen and be open over the next 14 days. Some of them have already done that. We here in Florida start out our process on Monday the 4th. The stay-in-place scenario and all that, today is May the 1st. It expired as of midnight last night, starting the day off. So there is no more of that, well, you got a shelter in place and this. No, that's gone. You can move around, but you have to entertain your social distancing and all that stuff. And it's every couple of weeks, Kyle, it's going to change. Every 2 weeks, if the numbers justify, they'll be able to open a little bit more.
That's exactly right, Captain, and so that's why we'll be paying close attention. And at the same time, these distancing techniques and so forth, I hope will be very effective. But the main thing is to try to get people back to work, obviously get them back safely, but get them back where they don't have these things hanging over their head, and we don't see the continued layoffs, furloughs, unemployment numbers, these kinds of things.
And there's a key to all this, and it's schools, because California's your governor out there in California recently floated the idea of reopening the state's K-12 schools as early as July and keeping them open to get the people back to work. Now, that's an idea that should be applauded and probably encouraged in other states, because what the parents might have to do with babysitters, and reopening America's schools is not only important to the future of the kids, but also for bringing our workplaces back online and jump-starting the economy. That might be an idea with Merrick.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that might play out. And, of course, right now the governor is embroiled in a fight, Captain, with the Orange County authorities here after issuing his hard closing.
We'll get into that when we come back, and we'll also get into the 31 states and what it is they're up to and some different things that have been done. And, oh, by the way, Joe Biden is in trouble. Trouble. I'll be right back. We'll explain that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey there. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And I want to talk to those of you that are in pain, those of you that are in pain right now, and you want to get rid of the pain. You don't know how. You tried a lot of different things. You're loading up on ibuprofen. Maybe you're taking a bunch of Relief. Hell, maybe you're taking a bottle of aspirin a day or something of that nature. Maybe you're even taking pain medication and it doesn't seem to be working. Well, let me tell you about something that is all natural and works. I took a packet of the four capsules before the show started, because I do that every night because of the position I'm sitting in here. I got my foot up in the air on a specially made little thing for me to keep my foot elevated, because if I don't, it swells up my ankle, and that's because of the problem I'm currently having. And there's a little bit of pain associated with that if I don't do that. So I take those and the pain stops. Period. End of story. Gone. If my shoulders bother me, which sometimes it does with the arthritis, guess what? It's gone. If my back is bothering me because I've had it broken twice and fused, then that's gone. So it's just a continuous thing where the product I'm telling you about is something I've been using for 4 years and it works. Now, you can go over to the website that they gave me. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. There's a video right there with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, right there on the homepage. It's about 2.5 minutes long. You can watch it. They'll tell you what's in it, how it works, and how to order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. It's that simple. So, if you want to get out of pain, and you want to do it in a way that's very easy, And it works for just hundreds of thousands of people, and by now it's got to be millions. I've been talking about this for going on the latter part of a couple of years now. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the way to go. I'm telling you, you got to try it if you want to get out of pain. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, 31 states set to reopen over the next 14 days. Restaurants are starting to open up. There's a bit of anxiety there because some of the restaurants, you know, they can only have 25% seating capacity on the inside. And if they don't have the ability to be able to put tables outside, which is what a lot of restaurants are doing, if they don't have the ability to do that and spread them out 6 feet apart so that they can social distance that way, then obviously that's the only way you can make up the difference, because most restaurants are going to have a tough time trying to make it at 50% occupancy, let alone 25%, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And you've got restaurant owners working with landlords. You've got property managers trying to work with their tenants, trying to figure out, you know, what is the next step going to be? What is the post-COVID-19 world, at least for now, going to look like? Because you're right. In a restaurant, they're designed very specifically for a certain number of people, a certain amount of turnover. They have their budget. They know what they can make, and they know if they can pay their rent or not.
Yeah.
But now this is throwing everything, even if it's reduced capacity, their rent, for example, doesn't get reduced.
And what's the first thing they're going to have to do if they want to try to make the same type of profit? They're going to have to raise their menu prices.
Well, that's something that we're going to see.
See, everything is going to backfire here because of what's going on, and they're not thinking straight. And by the way, one of my good friends that's running a restaurant has taken the grass that he's got and taken the grass up and put gravel down and put tables down, scattered them out, the social distancing matter, with an umbrella at each one of them, and it's not a bad little place to sit now. He's got about 15, 20 tables outside, and because of the capacity inside, where he used to have 50 or 60 tables, he's got one-fourth of that, so he's got like 15 tables on the inside, and he did have a bar. All the seats are gone at the bar, so an X marks where you got to stand. You can't get any closer, you know, than 6 feet at the bar, so he's going to come out okay because of what he did.
Well, certainly, and that's a great adaptation to make. But then on the other hand, you have people who are going to hopefully come and patronize the restaurants, and really people should, if they can, to really try to help their neighborhood businesses and so forth.
Yeah.
But some people may not be in a position. They may have been furloughed.
Now, some of the other things that have happened, some of these fancy restaurants, before the food was going to go bad and they weren't going to be able to sell it, there was a San Francisco food bank that got $2 million in fancy steaks from a fancy-dancy place there, so they're going to be eating pretty good at the food bank there, aren't they?
Well, certainly.
And the NBA wants to resume playing, which they can do. The executives want to get going. The players don't want to play without a crowd in the stands. But the deal is they can start sporting events as soon as Monday in most areas. However, nobody in the stands. And with that in mind, NASCAR comes back on May the 17th in Darlington, South Carolina. The Firecracker 400. Boy, that's a race that's been going on forever. I can remember that from many years ago. No fans, and there'll be seven races in 10 days.
Well, right, and part of this, of course, is to try to get back, you know, no pun intended, back on track with getting the television coverage, advertising,
right.
And then also it helps to provide sort of a sense of normalcy, and so that people, you know, feel like, hey, we're making progress here.
Yeah, and everybody's going, what do you mean seven races in 10 days? Well, the first 10 days they're going to have the NASCAR races, the Busch car races, the truck races, and the smaller races, the smaller divisions that are out there. So over the first 10 days after they open up on the 17th, they're going to have seven different races, seven different divisions. So there you go. Now, the Justice Department came out, and Attorney General Barr is definitely doing his job. A press release from the Justice Department said there are signs of early fraud showing up in the PPP loan flurry. I am not at all surprised. Are you?
No, not surprised at all. And certainly with what we've heard about some of these bigger companies getting these massive loans.
There's people that got money, Kyle, businesses that didn't need it.
Right.
And schools that got endowments that didn't need it.
That's right. And in some cases, those very same schools are saying, we're not going to give the money back because, you know, we have, give out scholarships, we do these kinds of things, and a lot of people are pretty hard to swallow.
What they mean is they're going to give out more scholarships with the money they were given.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what they mean.
Yeah, and then when you have the small, because the smaller places, the mom and pops, mm-hmm. or even just your average small business, of which there are no average small businesses, I'm sure, they were kind of shut out of this,
mm-hmm.
and again, the delays have cost people their livelihoods. It's cost them a great
deal. Yep. Now, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I was agreeing with you, but I wanted to get out there. The virus relief loans that are meant for the small firms have now been capped at $20 million.
That's right.
And you know who did that?
Mnuchin, I believe?
No, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found out about that. And, of course, she wants state and local aid now to the tune of $1 trillion in the next stimulus that comes out. She wants the states and the local municipalities to be able to get money. Those are the blue states, the ones that are crying, we got no money, we got no taxes. Well, you know why? Because your people are leaving there because they realize they can't afford to stay there anymore. And I don't care if that's the problem. Why should we give them any money?
Well,
and
also because what they're looking to do now is to buttress their budgets that were based mostly on mismanagement and not necessarily on the aftermath of a catastrophe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the big thing coming down the track here. The president is preparing retaliatory actions against China. We don't know what those actions are going to be. Now, Larry Kudlow comes out yesterday and says the U.S. is not considering canceling debt held by China. I defer. I think that's a little different than what we've heard, because I remember the president saying that was one of the things they were considering. And then the president yesterday to the Saudis, and that caused oil to jump up rapidly. By the way, oil did go up yesterday, you guys up there in the frozen tundra. But anyway, Donald Trump told the Saudis to cut the oil supply or they were going to lose U.S. military aid.
Yes, exactly right. And, yeah, and oil prices, yeah, they did come up a little bit. And that's because I think they're starting to figure out that there are...
Well, there's a report, Kyle, that there's 26 Saudi Arabian tankers sitting over the horizon that can't get in to unload their oil. Saudi Arabian tankers bringing oil to the United States. Are you kidding me? We don't need them.
Right. Well, exactly. And so this is going to, you know, we're going to see,
yeah.
you know, hopefully an evening out of this soon.
And, of course, the president's also saying that he would like to have the payroll tax rescinded for the rest of the year, that 8.9%, I forgot the exact number, but to have that rescinded the rest of the year that would technically give people a pay raise. And, yeah, the government would lose some money on the deal, but guess what? There'd be more money floating around in the economy to keep businesses going and whatnot. And the Democrats are going, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to have that money for all our programs, all our giveaways, all our freebies. Well, stop the freebies. If you can't buy it, don't get it.
Right. I couldn't have said it better.
Thank you. Right. And when we come back, folks, Kyle, you hang on. When we come back, folks, we are going to tell you about Joe Biden. I'm working my way down to Joe Biden, and he is in trouble. Big trouble. We'll tell you what it's all about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As nearly 62,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19, President Trump is saying he's considering holding a national day of mourning by lowering flags across the country to half staff.
I would not mind doing that. I would say not only the White House flag, we could do that. In fact, it's something that I will be talking about later. We have a meeting on various things. That's one of the topics, and we're going to bring that up. So I think lowering the flags would be something very appropriate.
Vice President Mike Pence was in his home state of Indiana touring a GM plant that's now making ventilators. Pence went to the GM plant in Kokomo, which is under contract to produce 30,000 of the machines.
It's made an incredible difference. And that was about protecting yourself, your family, but also ensuring that our healthcare system would not be overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program, and it's about to get real, folks, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. Now, if you got a car, you got a truck, you got a motorcycle, maybe you're riding around in a motorhome or something like that, you've got an ATV, a boat, an RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, or even your homeowner's policy or renter's insurance, Geico can help you out because you can do what I did. I went over there, got a rate about 14, 15 years ago, and I combined both my homeowner's insurance along with my renter, along with my vehicle that I was driving. And guess what? I got a tremendous deal, and knock on wood, closest thing I got to it right there, knock on wood, I also got a tremendous discount for being a safe driver. Now, on top of everything else right now, ladies and gentlemen, you get a 15% discount on whatever the regular policy price is, because if you've either renewed a policy or are getting a new policy from April the 7th until October the 8th, you're going to get a 15% discount because nobody's driving as much. How about that? Good reason, right? So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now let's bring in the professor emeritus, Dan DeMann, up in Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
All right, here I go. I told you I'm going to lock on a target. I'm going to stay there. It's called Joe Biden. And Biden's donors are now advising Biden to be careful and start taking a long look at things because they don't want a certain person, number one, picked for vice president. I'll tell everybody who that is in a minute. But the tide is beginning to turn on the Biden accusations, and here's why. The pandemic that everybody thought was going to suck up all the oxygen hasn't done that. The New York Times got challenged as to what they said about Joe Biden by Joe Biden's campaign and Biden himself by pushing the talking points that were inaccurate. They said they were inaccurate and they weren't correct and this, that, and the other didn't happen. And the New York Times came back firing with both barrels of a double-barrel shotgun, and they literally buried Joe Biden in the process. That has woken up the Hollywood elitists, and some of them have come out and said, hey, Joe, you got to set the record straight. You got to do something. So we hear, Kyle, and I'll start with you first, we hear that he's coming on the radio or television this morning, I guess television, with us, with Morning Joe, and he's going to have an interview there and try to set the record straight. Is that about right?
Well, that's correct. He's supposed to go on the Joe Scarborough program, Morning Joe. I'm sure that he's practicing that right now. They're going over exactly what he's going to say about this. But you're right, Captain. This has really taken off. And really, you know, the Biden campaign, by trying to quote the New York Times and turning it into a talking point, saying that the New York Times found that the incident didn't happen, basically, that's what riled the New York Times. They said, no, we didn't find anything one way or the other. But of course, since then, we've had other people come forward that we know of that are corroborating the story. We had the contemporaneous call in to Larry King at the time. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, Captain, who was asked about this.
Mm-hmm. Pardon? I saw her yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So as we have heard then saying, well, there was no report basically at the time of this. Well, of course there wasn't a report at the time of this. This is unfortunately the way that these things sadly play out every single time. And, but yet she told us, Captain, that, you know, Joe Biden is Joe Biden, and that was pretty much good enough for Nancy Pelosi, and it's a far cry, Captain, from what we saw happening with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings when those allegations came up.
Now, Dan, man, here's what I'm going to ask you. We know what they did to Kavanaugh, correct?
Correct.
And they did that all just no proof, no nothing, just all accusations. We have to believe the woman. We have to. Well, why aren't they saying we have to believe the woman right now?
You got a lot of Democrat women right now going to Biden's aid.
Yeah.
I mean, the Senate and congressional Democrat women, they're Clintonizing Biden. They're covering for him. This isn't the guy we know. He didn't do this. I believe him. I don't believe her. And it's going to be his word against hers. She never made a police report. We're kind of back where we were with Kavanaugh. And you see what happened to Kavanaugh? He was ran through the mud, but he got his position. And how it's going to work out for Biden, I don't know yet.
He's been told, Dan, not to choose Elizabeth Warren as his vice presidential candidate, or the donors will not give any more money.
Well, that's a smart move, because she's not even popular in Massachusetts right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, Kamala Harris has mentioned.
Yeah,
I don't really see what she brings. Maybe she brings a little more fundraising, but, I mean, you're going to carry California anyway, no matter who's on the ticket.
Yeah.
Biden's going to win California. If he gets the nomination, even if he's brain dead, he is going to win California.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's kind of where we're at now.
Yeah, and
blue
we do.
States have gotten blue, red states have gotten redder.
And we do have in California, and Kyle, I'll ask you about this because you live there. We do have, according to the polls, in six of those districts that they lost last time around that went blue, the Republicans are now leading in five of them.
Well, right, and I think you're going to see perhaps even a bigger turnaround because of what's going on with the coronavirus and how the California government even The state government has responded to that. But at the same time, though, too, Captain, before President Trump was running, on the idea of making the economy better, he actually did it. And you might see mm-hmm. some people, even in California, mm-hmm. Who didn't vote for him before, decide to do that now.
Now, Dan, just when you thought what I just told you, which would have been enough to create a problem for anybody, number one, with the tide turning on the Biden accusations, with more people saying, hey, we want to hear your explanation, and some are even saying we want to hear from the woman, and New York Times saying, hey, wait a minute here, we told the truth, and BuzzFeed coming out and backing up the New York Times. Now we've got this other thing, and this is like the third shot at the target. Joe Biden's big voter enthusiasm problem is real because, according to the polls from Real Clear Politics, he is way, way below by almost 20% the enthusiasm for his campaign as for what there is for Donald Trump at this present time.
Yeah, at this present time. We'll see. It's going to change once this lockdown, shutdown is gone. It's going to change everything. Trump has got to focus on China. That's about the only way he's going to win re-election. You got to focus on China because
and the economy.
Well, it's going to be bad.
And the economy, right? And the economy, right. Mr. Economist.
Yes.
Yeah. Now
he's got to hurry up and turn that around. Mm-hmm. It's got to look like it's growing out of it real quick.
Now, even a Democratic poll from a very liberal college called Emerson College. You heard of them?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay, Emerson College has got Joe Biden trailing the president by 14 points, 57% to 43%. Real Clear Politics has the average 64%, extremely or very excited to cast your ballot for President Trump, and 45%. That number has dropped 5 more percent from what it was 2 weeks ago for Joe Biden as the enthusiasm is going away. Now, we also, I believe, in lieu of this, can expect to see Barack Obama to appear soon somewhere on the campaign trail if they want to keep Biden in there.
Well, he appears every day. You just don't see it. It's called the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are all Obama people. Mm-hmm. They're not Clinton people. They're not Biden people. They're Obama people.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like, they were really worried about Bernie Sanders because he could have changed the course of the tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
But, you're seeing him, his, you might not see him, but you see his policy and you see his talking points every day through the DNC. And that's probably where a lot of this is being encouraged by the New York Times and a few others. It's all coming out of the DNC. Print this, do this, say this.
Yeah, and Kyle. And Kyle, the Biden campaign got caught in another lie where they were trying to tell the facts that they thought about the paycheck protection program, the PPP program, and how that wasn't going so good, and the president screwed that up, and he didn't put out enough money, and this, that, and the other. Who's the one that puts the money out to begin with? It's not the president. Who is it, Kyle?
Well, it's the Congress. That's right.
And who runs the House of Representatives?
Well, Nancy Pelosi. And the
and who controls the amount of money that got put in there?
Yeah, well, the Democrats, exactly.
Nancy Pelosi put the number in there that she wanted, and it wasn't going to get passed if it didn't have the number that she wanted, period. Tell me I'm wrong, Dan.
You're not wrong. I've always said she's the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
She runs it like the prime minister.
All right, well,
you
Dan.
Know, it's up to her.
Well, Dan, I got to let you go. We're out of time here, but always a pleasure, and we've had a really good, lively conversation on this one. I guarantee that woke up the audience.
Okay, I'll talk to you too later.
All right, thank you. That's Dan the Man. And caller, I see you're there. Hang on. We'll try to get you on here during the next segment. Otherwise, call me back after the top of the hour. But anyway, I'll tell you what, Kyle, we couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. And I would add about the enthusiasm, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that Biden's just below Trump.
Yeah.
He's below where Hillary Clinton was.
And they're trying to put together another rally for Donald Trump, looking at maybe the 4th of July, your celebration of America. And if they do, there'll be 100,000 people more there, wherever it's going to be. Watch and see. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, the Truckers Highway Bible Report. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
James Brown, Living in America. And I'm telling you, that'll get you going if nothing else does. That came from, let's see here. I'll bring Kyle in there. That was from one of the Rocky films, right?
Yeah, that was from Rocky IV.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, that'll get you going. Living in America. And I was that's a video, that's a YouTube video that I was playing from the original movie. And he was up there dancing around the way he does. Nobody could dance like James Brown. Nobody.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's right. He was really one of a kind. And I remember when that movie came out at really kind of the height of the Cold War almost. And it was really patriotic. A lot of people really appreciated, you know, how they portrayed
him. Yeah. And the guy he went up against was Dolph Lundgren.
That's right. That's right. Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Character's name.
All right. Well, here we go. A strong cold front's going to impact the eastern part of the United States today. There's going to be rain in some areas, definitely some frost in other areas. And that strong cold front moving through the eastern states will continue to bring heavy rain, flooding, and gusty winds to the northeast U.S. and New England into Friday and Saturday. Now, behind this system, there's showers, gusty winds, and below normal temperatures expected as well. And over the western United States, it's still hot out there in some areas. Dry conditions are going to lead to elevated fire conditions for eastern Arizona into western Texas. El Paso, you're going to have it today, as well as some winds out there going east on I-10. And there's some fog out there tonight. But Kyle, what do you got going on in California? I see a weather system.
Well, that's right, Captain. We've got a little bit of fog and marine layer coming in at night and in the morning. Temperatures have cooled down a little bit, but it's only going to last a couple of days as we get into the weekend and early next week. We're back up into the 90s. So we've got a little bit of a respite right now, but it's going to heat up.
Looks like you got fog going over El Cajon and Tehachapi, going up over the high desert towards Bakersfield. Looks like I can see some there, and you got some windy conditions. Now, the heat has pretty much gone away. That's a good thing. But it's clear tonight in Nevada, clear in Utah, clear in Arizona, clear in Oregon, clear in Idaho, clear in Washington State. There's a little bit of rain around Bozeman and Billings, scattered showers in Montana. Nothing going on to speak of in Wyoming. Colorado, in the northwestern corner of Wyoming, you got some scattered showers in there. Got some elevated dry fire threats in the west central part of, that's over by Grand Junction, south of Grand Junction, and then south coming up 25 out of New Mexico. But New Mexico, all the way across I-10, you've got a fire threat advisory today, as well as Alamogordo and El Paso. Now, there's fog in the central part of Texas tonight, a little bit south of San Antonio. So you folks over there on 930, The Answer, my affiliate in San Antonio, got some fog south of you as you go down towards Laredo. Looks like, Kyle, there's some fog around Galveston and Houston, too.
Yes, exactly right.
And the Mississippi Valley from Louisiana, Mississippi, scattered showers all the way up towards Kentucky and Illinois. Got a little bit of wind in northern Indiana tonight. I do see rain in southeastern New York all the way across to Poughkeepsie. Looks like it's down around New York City. Eastern half of Pennsylvania, a lot of rain there. And that's about it for the weather, except for one little part of South Carolina where we seem to have a little bit of a system going up the East Coast there. That might have been some of the weather we got here with the storms that came through Florida day before.
That's right. Well, at least we're not seeing a lot of the severe things that we've been seeing over the last few nights.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about something that's going to help out the truckers in the Highway and Byway Report, and that's the price of oil. Now, you've all been paying attention to the fuel prices and seeing what's going on, and your pilots and Flying J's are your full-service truck stops. They've got everything you need to have, so that's where you want to head for, because some of the other truck stops, unfortunately, haven't been able to stay up and keep up and whatnot, and it's just the way it is. Pilot and Flying J is your largest chain in the country, and they've got showers, they've got your laundry, they've got service areas there, if not right there at the Pilot or Flying J, they're very close by. They've got places where you can get your oil changed, tires changed, this, that, and the other, CB shops and all that sort of thing for the drivers that need the different amenities, and of course, they can always get anything they need in the way of supplies, including food in those little travel centers they got there, those little stores, so they're good to go with that. But fuel has been very reasonable, and by reasonable, I mean the price has been dropping, right, Kyle?
It certainly has.
Well, yesterday, in the scheme of things, West Texas crude, which went up the day before, yesterday it went up $2.72 a barrel, up 18% to $15.06 a barrel, which is a better sign for the folks that do the fracking that's kept us moving along and made us the largest producer in the world. Now, that means, Kyle, that the one-year forecast is up now to $17 a barrel.
Yes, exactly. And generally speaking, you know, they've seen the reserves now of oil. They're growing at a lower than expected rate, which is good at this point because there's so much of it in storage. And then also some of these output cuts are there, and that's also helping to get the price of oil up a little bit as we continue to see a real lack of demand in all this.
And there is still a big-time glut of oil and a big-time glut of gasoline and diesel fuel and jet fuel, which is just stored wherever they can figure out to store it. Brent crude went up yesterday $2.08 a barrel to $22.54 a barrel. And gasoline went up to 73 cents a gallon from where it was at, 70 cents a gallon. So it went up 3 cents. But diesel, on the other hand, is at 69 cents a gallon. Now, that's diesel at the refinery, and both these prices I quote you, folks, they do not have the final taxes in from wherever it is they go to, the different states and the transportation costs. But you can't tell me, other than California, where I know the gas tax is $1 a gallon, right?
Right, just about, yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell me that if they're selling it for, what are they selling for?
It's going to be in the, well, it's actually gone back up a little over $3 in some places, but it has been as low as $2.75.
And see, I think there's something to the price gouging method out there, because if you add the dollar that California charges on top of the federal tax that's in there on gasoline, that's going to bring you up to $1.72. It's going to bring you up to about $2.25 or $2.30 a gallon. And if they're selling it for over $3 a gallon in California, somebody is getting rich.
Very true. But one of the things I think investors are looking at, Captain, and the economists are looking at, whether or not this is a bottoming out of the oil market, and with hopefully with some increased demand, with some of these states beginning to open up, albeit as slowly as they might do it, demand might increase a little bit. So that's hopefully they're thinking this could be the worst of it.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to take this out, folks, with the Living in America. Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be back after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You may not be looking for the promised land, but you might find it in a way. On a wonderful, over midday,
that's right. Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama fall.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.